This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one. Each year, we get a lot of questions about re-gifting, and we thought we'd tackle that subject.
Re-gifting. Oh, so tempting. And how many questions have we had on this show about re-gifting being hurtful or being, like, just not fun or catching someone in the act of re-gifting?
And before we give the etiquette advice, I think it's important to acknowledge this was an internal debate within the Post family. And there was a family discussion in the generation that preceded Lizzie and me. And there was a real working out of what would be reasonable advice to give about the topic of regifting. I think particularly after a certain Seinfeld episode hit and the question became very relevant in the media environment that we were all living in at the time. Lizzie Post, please take us away.
Okay. Regifting. It has a lot of negatives to think about. People can have really hurt feelings. People are spending their money, their time, their effort on you, and you take that gift and just give it right away. It is not paying it forward. It is different, and you have to be really, really careful with it. So we generally think that regifting is not a good idea, but we have four ways in which you can regift, and we think if you check all these four boxes that you're probably going to have a successful regift. And then we have one way that's really the way to regift. All right, so our four. Ready? Number one, you have to really think they would like this gift.
This is my favorite part of the advice.
I know. It's not ugly sweater, like, exchange moment. It's not, oh my gosh, who wants a candle that's scented like that? I'm going to get rid of this thing.
It's not clean out the closet.
It's not clean out the closet. It is, oh my gosh, this would be so perfect for so-and-so. I am really not enjoying it, using it, going to keep it around for very long. This would have such a better home with my sister, cousin, uncle, aunt, friend. Number one, you have to believe genuinely that the other person would like the gift. Number two.
Still in original packaging. We live in an age of almost disposable consumer goods, mass manufacturing and production. And sometimes that second or third blender can find a new home, but it's not about the blender that you're replacing that's sitting on your countertop. That original packaging is an important part of re-gifting.
Yes. Number three is that it cannot be something homemade, monogrammed, or insanely unique. I had a friend who was gifted an octopus planter. If that octopus planter showed up in any of our other friends' houses, it would have been really noticeable.
The obvious ones are the handcrafted goods, yep. The monogrammed or
yep.
customized,
which we've heard about
personalized
too on
the show. Gifts.
The monogrammed ones, oh my goodness. Can I add to this? Remove tags. Do not, like, put this in the same bag you received it in. That was how one Awesome Etiquette listener busted her cousin on giving her a gift that was regifted.
But I like that even insanely unique also, something yeah. that was someone got it when they traveled somewhere for you. And there are other ways that gifts become really personal mm-hmm. that aren't always just about whether or not they've been personalized.
Absolutely. Dan, what's our fourth rule?
So the fourth rule is, I think, the overarching umbrella rule, which is that you don't think it's going to hurt anybody, yeah. that nobody involved would be offended or hurt if the truth were to come out, if it were discovered, if there was a card in the box that you hadn't noticed, or if the two people knew each other and they somehow figured it out. And I don't even like to say figured it out, because I think
know.
If regifting is done well, it's something that you can be honest about and own with all the parties involved.
Okay, so that brings us to how to really regift well. And the best way to regift well is to be honest about it and to say, this is something I had, or this is something that was given to me and I have an extra of it and I really wanted to pass it on to you because I thought you would enjoy it.
Practicality is the heart of good etiquette.
Yes.
Sometimes these things will happen, but there are ways to do them well.
So there you have it. Those are the Post family thoughts on regifting.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.